Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Good evening, brethren, brothers and sisters, family. This evening, we give all praises to the Most High. We are thankful and gracious for Yahweh Shai, and we are always loving to the Holy Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Mother. Tonight, this message is to Israel. This message is to the house of Israel. Tonight, brothers and sisters, have you heard the good news? Have you heard it? We've cried out. The Most High has heard our prayers. He has heard our cries. He has brought us to us, to ourselves again, put us into remembrance, made us see our error, made us see the error of the nations. We have for a long time given proof after proof of who we are. We go in depth. We do our due diligence, and the world wants no parts of it. But that's okay, because the good news is that the Most High has heard our cry. He now has turned his face back towards us. He is with us. He is no longer against us. And for that, we give great joy, great blessing, great praise. The Most High is here for us. He is showing us the way that we have to take off our old suit and put on a new suit. We have to understand him so that we can be with him. We go up this ladder of Jacob's, and we fear no evil. There's no more fear, for Jacob is at rest. That's the good news. We no longer have to listen to the nations. We no longer have to listen to the Anglican, the Protestant, the Mormon, the Catholic, the East Orthodox, the West Orthodox, or any nation in their interpretation. The scriptures, brothers and sisters, are ours. They've always been ours. That's why the Most High has not given them to the Gentiles, the nations. For the nations took them from Israel. Since 70 AD, they've been bastardizing our scriptures. They've been keeping us out of it. They've been showing the world that we are nothing. But a new day, a new dawn is upon us. And the Most High is here for us. And he's telling us, come to him. Understand him. Don't listen to them. Because they want us to be with them. We're not in control. We haven't been poisoning the earth. We haven't been poisoning the air. We haven't been poisoning the food. We haven't been poisoning the mind. We haven't been poisoning the land or the water. We have been complicit in it, but we were not the root cause of it. And now the separation is afoot. We see the stars line up for us. We see the Spirit overtaking us. We see the knowledge raising in us. We know that there is something afoot. I get it. The Most High knows who we are. He has brought us to remembrance. There's a lot of us that are in all sorts of things, and that's okay, because the Most High still is giving us that information, piece by piece, step by step, rung by rung. We move up Jacob's ladder. He knew, Jacob, that we would fail. He knew that we would be put into captivity, but not perpetual. He knew that his seed had to go through the cleansing. He understood this. He accepted this because the Most High's will said it to be so. And I know that there are many out here today, especially the Gentiles, the nations, whom seek to destroy us mentally, who seek to perverse us physically, who seek to condemn us emotionally. But today is a new day. It's a new dawn. The Most High has given us his arm. He is showing us the way. The light is within us. We fight every day principalities. The war is at our door. Like I said, we see the stars. We see the planets speaking for us. Because all the justice that the Gentiles, nations, has done to us, we have forgotten who we are. We no longer to be us. We start to emulate them. And that is the era that we have made. To the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we pray. We love. Those are our forefathers, not the forefathers of the Gentiles, who say, who write something, who says something, and does something else. Their fruits are rotten. Stench has gone up to the heavens. Our ancestors are crying out for justice, not peace, not forgiveness. This is a hard pill to swallow because many say neither Jew nor Greek. Yet that is an abomination in the eyes of the Father. There is a Jew and there is a Greek. The Most High is of order. Order is Israel first. Yet for a long time, Israel was not in order. Israel was out of order. And the world sank into darkness. And the darkness covered it all. And as we sleep, we deeply think. We see dreams. We talk about the Most High. Spirit overtakes us so that we may understand and overstand where we are today. We talk about prophecy, but they don't want to hear it because prophecy to them is for them. We don't show up, and they're okay with that, but we are not. The Most High is not. Stones have been written. The stones are crying out. The land is crying out. The water is crying out. The air is crying out. The beast of the field is crying out. His people are crying out. We've been crying out for a long time. And now the Most High is here for us. We have allowed the Gentiles to tell us who we are. And when we say who we are, they don't believe us. Our own people don't believe us. But the good news is that we get to show them through our faith, through our fruits, through our due diligence. And we're okay with the mixed multitude, with Gentiles cleaving to us, because for a long time we cleave to them. And look at us now, their world as it goes, as it is, as it was. Look at it. Is it righteous? Are we still going to vote? Knowing all the knowledge we know about how and why and what and who? Are we still going to give our allegiance to the nations? Are we going to give it to the Most High? The separation is afoot. It's like oil and water. They do not mix. We are now making decisions of what side to be on. I mean, we have perverted minds that now want to be perverted to the children. They now do not know what a woman is, what a man is. We are now in the times of Noah. However, Jacob will be saved out of it. There are things that are coming and things that have gone. And because we do not understand or overstand who we are being pulled to and fro. And it's easy nowadays. The triggers are out here. The nations trigger us emotionally through their nostalgia, through their fear. And yet we have to rise above it. That's the good news. We can. We are. It is now. The Most High is for us. And no one is for us other than the Most High. Our angels are here. Our heritage is at the precipice, knocking. They tell us not to look up. They tell us only to look down. They tell us that Satan is stronger than the Most High, yet all he is a clown. The Most High has no more time for the Gentiles, for their fullness has come in. But if you ask them, they don't see it. They think that this is going to go on forever. They think China will be next. They think Russia will be next. Little do they know that we got next. The good news is that. And I know people, oh, but the New Testament's the New Testament. First and foremost, there is no New Testament. The Renewed Testament. You have to have had a covenant first to even talk about a new covenant. The nations never had a covenant. We know this. This is a renewed covenant coming for Israel and the mixed multitude of the Gentile nations that cleave to Israel. And we know this to be true because it is written. Does not Jeremiah speak about this? Does not Isaiah? Does not Luke? Does not Matthew? Does not Yahawashi himself? How about Moses? How about Abraham? How about Enoch? All the books that they will not allow you to read. But all praises to the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has brought his face back to us to show us our way out, to rejuvenate our light, to renew our covenant, to resurrect our people, our nation. Oh, all they are slaves. They've always been slaves. this may be true during the captivity of Israel. But there will be a time where Israel will be blind no more. And we are in such a time. Can no longer cleave to the Gentiles. We have to renew our minds, renew our bodies, renew our relationship with the Creator. The Gentiles have no understanding whatsoever. They think that they were doing the right thing by worshiping Yahusha. Oh, everything stopped after, all prophecy stopped after Yahusha died, because he came and by his blood, saved the Gentiles. But what about the poor? What about Israel? Are they no more? How then can be a church who has killed thee, be thee? How then can a world, a nation, who killed thee, be thee? The divine magic is upon us. The doors are open. There is a fundamental change, a swift fundamental change that is occurring. The frequency that the Most High has brought back to us has changed the game. We were all wretched. Yes, we were all wicked. Yes, we're all disgusting and degenerate and filthy. But the Most High knew this, and he said he will save Israel. That's the good news. The good news that the Gentiles want to tell you is the good news is that Jesus came and he absolved them of all their sins. Why would they need Christ to absolve them of all their sins? Because they did a lot of sinning. We, because Christ said he was going to come back and make things straight and settle the score. There's a lot of things happening today. Like I said, the stones are crying out. Stones, the hunger stones of Europe, which is in a 500-year drought, which is burning as we speak. Our leadership is clearly dysfunctional. The nations are leaving their post. The nations do not no longer want the authority that they craved so long. The nations have chosen to cleave themselves to the abominable. And what are we to do? We're to give thanks and praise because the Most High is with us now. He is showing us the way. It's a beautiful day. So much to do, so little time to do it. Since Pluto, the destroyer, has shown up, the Gentiles have been in disarray. Every day, they lose more and more. Why? Because Yahusha is knocking at their door. They don't want to answer because they're scared. And that's okay because we are here to be saved. That's the good news. The good news of the day is that the Most High says he will save us out of the calamity, the tribulation that's coming on the world. And why would they be coming on the world? Because the world took the deal. They took the deal. What's the deal? The deal is they said, we'll take all of the world's riches and we'll bow down to you. And you can use us as long as you give us what? What does the world, what did the nations want? They wanted us. They wanted to be us. They wanted to be Israel. This is why today what we see is a lot of degradation. Because as we kick off the old man, as we pull off these wretched clothes, as we tear down these dank ideas and idealisms and uncleave ourselves to the madness, from the madness of the nations, the nation's stink shows. And this is why when we have conversations with the nations and we say, hey, we're Israel, they say, no, you're black. And we say, no, we're not black. There is no black nation. There is no black country. There is no black continent. We say we are a nation. We are a nation mighty and strong. We are a nation true. And they say, no, you're not. But today we stand strong because the Most High is with us. That's the good news. We have the option now to take away all of the pain that the nations has prolonged on us, all of the filth and the sin that we have done to ourselves. We now have the option to do away with that. That's the good news. The Most High says, I will heal Jacob, will be at rest. He will fear no more. That's the good news. That's what we're talking about. That's why we know who we are, because today we have no fear. Whilst we see all the degradation and all the pain and the sorrow and the suffering of the nations, we see the worry while we have none. We see the pain while we have none. We see the unrest while we have rest. We see the non-joy, the unhappiness when we have joy. We see the sorrow of opioids when we don't have that any longer. Sure, some of us will lose. Sure, some of us will die. But absolutely, many of us will live. And all we have to do is try. Because as we try, as we walk close, as we come forward, as we move closer, the Most High comes to us. See, the Gentiles say, all you got to do is, you know, if you want to be with the Most High, if you want to have a relationship, you can have one. You're saved and highly favored. Well, what about the Most High wanting to have a relationship with you? How does that look? Just because you say, well, that doesn't even work in real life. That doesn't even work in this reality. Go to somebody, I want to have a relationship with you, okay? You and I got this relationship. And that person's like, whoa, what do you mean? I don't even know you. Before a time, the Most High didn't know them and still doesn't and didn't know us, but now he does. And people say, well, you know, they were able to do this, that, because they were in their blessing, and the Most High allowed them to be in their blessing because the Most High is a just Elohim. He is just that he allowed everybody, every son of Noah, to have full reign. Knew that in the end, it would be his lot, his nation, his people. And the nation say, well, We're his people too. Yes, you are, if you cleave to Israel. And why is that? Because Israel's going to be at peace. Israel's going to have fear no more. So if you ain't trying to understand and be and do what Israel's doing, if you don't even acknowledge Israel, then you cannot have peace in this tribulation, in this Esau's trouble. For a long time, since 70 AD, after they sacked Jerusalem, Judea, and for a long time after they sacked the northern kingdom in the Americas, they ran around not even knowing anything, still pontificating, still talking about the same thing, still questioning the same thing, still with the same commentary, just a new person saying it. Yet here we are, 2022, we read the scriptures, and it's a whole nother ball game. The Most High comes to us and says, look, this is the deal. Yes, they have taken this word out. You see this sentence here? They changed it. You see how they've added all these italics in there, and they put these words in there, and they took these, they took and added to. Remember the Maccabees. And we sit back and have sat back and said, well, this is the this is the all the word of God in these 66 books. And we say, well, by what authority have they, or by what authority do they only give us 66 books? Oh, well, that's a good question. Oh, well, why wouldn't I believe them? Well, because their fruits are rotten. The stink of their history, they don't even acknowledge their own history. They don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't either, to be honest. I wouldn't either. Because the things they did, we know was horrendous. And we ain't just talking about within the last 500 years, the things they did to the Hebrews in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in the Americas, before they came to the Americas. When they got to the Americas, the things that they did to the Northern Kingdom were horrendous, abominable. So they say the forefathers of America were Christians. I beg to differ, or rather I don't, because, yeah, they were Christian. Christianity says that Jesus forgave your sins so you can continue to sin, and as long as you sin and as long as before you die you say you love Jesus, then you're okay. That doesn't even make sense. The Most High is saying, see, son, this doesn't make sense. I, the Most High, only want things to be plain and simple, no confusion. But the Gentiles have mucked up the waters, as they have done in the spirit, they have done in the physical. They have polluted everything. And then as they have polluted everything and as they have made everything abominable, they believe in their mind that they will be saved by a rapture. Jesus will come and save us. Who? The church. Why? Why would Christ, Yahawashah, whom destroyed, yes, along with the Pharisee, Edomite, Hebrew, or Israelites at the time, why would he destroy, why would he come back to save those that destroyed him and his people? The Most High is saying, see, son, his spirit is saying, see, that doesn't make sense. So when I was young, I believed it. I was part of it. I sat back and said, yeah, I love Jesus. You know, he saved. I can. And all I kept feeling when I was young and in the church was that I get to sin. I get to do things I want to do, but at the same time, I can be worldly, but then I get to say I love Jesus, and then it's all good. Now, my testimony is that there have been many a time, many a time, and in particular, there was a one time when I got on my knees and prayed so hard, so humbly, that he came to me and he said, I will save you, son. And the next day, he saved me. Now, my decisions after that were still worldly, so I had to go back through some things. I had to be tried as the prodigal son. I've sat back and been at the top, only for him to bring me low, to humble me. But yet, in my humility, he gave me confidence. I don't have an ego, but he's given me confidence. That's the good news. That today we have the confidence of the Most High. The Most High doesn't want weak, soft, effeminate, soft-spoken men. He wants strong, vibrant, high-frequency men. He wants strong, vibrant, high-frequency women. He wants his people who love him first. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the covenant. The good news. Where we come up with it's all about Jesus, we know that conception was put in place in lieu of the Hebrews in the first century, or the Israelites in the first century, after they conquered Jerusalem. Their history tells us, Marcon, some rich created his own religion against the Israelites. They didn't like the Israelites, but yet they wanted to be the Israelites. They still to this day want to be the Israelites. If they were truly the Israelites over in that itty-bitty piece of land in Northeast Africa, they will be calling themselves the Israelites. The Most High said, see, I let them run things. I let them do everything they wanted to do. But I would not allow them to take your name. They took our name, but they couldn't take our name. They couldn't call themselves the Israelites because they didn't have any light. So they said they were the Israelis. They couldn't say themselves to be the whole house of Israel, so they called themselves Jewish. They couldn't say we are the chosen people, called themselves the church. The Most High would not allow them to be partakers of his full inheritance. He would not allow them to take part of his spiritual heritage that was ordained for Israel. That's the good news. I don't know where or why this is difficult for some. The good news is that the Most High said that he will gather Israel again, and he will make them his people, and they will make him their God again, their Elohim again. So when we are going through this, walking this narrow walk, talking this narrow talk, thankful and grateful that the Most High has allowed us to see him again. And yes, this is the time. All things point to this time. There is not one thing going on today that does not point to Jacob's trouble. The nations can no longer run themselves. They are dysfunctional within themselves. They think that their money is going to save them. They think that their God is going to save them. And when we bring these things up and we say, hey, you're wrong, you need to cleave to Israel, remember the Old Testament, they get indignant. They don't want to know that. They don't want to acknowledge that. Because to acknowledge the Old Testament is to acknowledge their wrongdoings. So all the brothers, all the sisters of Israel who are still cleaving to the church, I beseech you, come up out of her so that you are no longer partakers of her plagues, and that you will not be partakers of her plagues, because it is not stopping. Judgment is here. They say, well, you can't judge anybody. You can't judge. Who are you to judge? Absolutely, I can judge. Absolutely, I can judge your fruits. Why would I not be able to judge your fruits? For a long time, we were unable to judge their fruits because they had the moral authority. But that moral authority has been taken from them. And they have been left naked of their filthy, filthy. They have been exposed to show their filthy, filthy ways. They want to acknowledge Christ or Jesus, as they say, but they don't want to walk the walk. They want to talk the talk. But this is a duality, and only the Israelites understand that. Yes, there are some Gentile nations individually and grouped collectively that understand that. But because their blessings is over, they also are left out there. They're in the desert. They're in the wilderness. Whilst the people individually of the Most High is in the spirit collect, the Gentiles will not understand this recompense that is about and is going on their head. They killed all of the prophets. They've switched all of the words. They've lied about all of the history. They've taken us out of it. And now here at the end, all over social media, all over it, people are coming out in droves to say, hey, the Negro is the children of God. More so than it was 7 years ago. When I came into this truth, into this good news, but a few. Now there's but few of many, or many of few. And the Most High has said it and done it and made it so. And I don't understand why people don't want to know this good news. Is that not good news to know that Israel will be saved? That justice will be had? I know that the churches have bamboozled and hoodwinked and run amok amongst our scriptures. And I know that the churches have said, we all can get in. We all, it's all about us. But yet they were killing us as they were in church, as they were going to church, as they left church. I know the Gentiles have had a blessed time. And now, since Israel was blind, until the fullness of the Gentile come in, where are we today? Israel is here. Israel is woke. Israel is woke. Israel is rising. That's the good news. The moment that you recognize who you are is the moment that you take responsibility for what you do. See, the Gentiles are good. They can say, oh, I'm French American. Oh, I'm German American. Oh, I'm Italian American. Oh, I'm Belgian American. Or I am just American white. Or I am English American. Or I am South African American. I am some nation American. But all we can say is, well, we're African American. Do you see the difference? The time is now for us to stop listening to the Gentiles. When they start trying to come and say and give their commentary, their commentary, their commentary, their commentary on scriptures, we should dismiss it, which is what I do. We dismiss their sources. We dismiss their commentary. Because that is the snare. That is the snare of Israel. We are ensnared in the idolatry of the Gentile. We have sat back for so long because we were beat down for so long that we have said, Uncle, we give up. We'll follow you. And as we have followed them, look at where we are today. Look at where they are today. This is not a righteous world. There is no righteousness in it. It's only righteousness in it because we woke up over the last 7 years. Think. Before we woke up, they were killing in Afghanistan. They were killing in Iraq. They were land grabbing all over the place. They were poisoning all the people with drugs and pharmakia. They still doing that. After 2019, they went full-fledged into poisoning everybody with the vaccine. Still trying to poison you with the vaccine of monkeypox, a plague that is upon them. And yes, two-thirds will be brought into that, will be part of that, because they are still cleaving to the nations. The good news, again, is that we don't have to cleave to them. We don't have to believe them. We don't have to acknowledge them anymore. That's the good news. The curses are over, Israel. The curses are over. We are now in our blessing, if to the Most High, if we study to show thyself approved, if we love one another, if we know who we are. If we continue to believe that we're African-American, there will be hell to pay for us. If we continue to believe in their science, in their religion, in their politics, there will be hell to pay for us, because hell is being paid to them now. That's the good news. We now have a choice. We have an alternative. We have an option. they have sat back for a long time and told us that we didn't matter. They have sat back for a long time and said, whatever you guys are thinking, it doesn't matter. What you believe, it doesn't matter. You need to believe what we believe. And the Most High is done with that because he remembers his covenant with his people. Why would he break it? Where did the Gentiles come up with this madness? Because they took the deal. Bow down to me, and I will give you the world. Christ said no, so the deal went to the next people. And the people that were in charge of that day were the Edomites and the Romans. They took the deal. This is what we're seeing now. And it's interesting because they broke every treaty known to man. They have broken every treaty. They may have kept a treaty or two between themselves, but every treaty that they made with Israel, they broke it. And now their deal is being broken. That's why you see all the movie stars and the musicians dying at an early age. That's why you see a lot of them all cracked out now, all heroined out, all methed out right now. That's why you see them jittery and looking crazy right now, because they took the deal. That's why you see your politicians just erratic and talking, fumbling around at the mouth. Their words don't resonate. Their words don't make sense anymore. Their words are unbelievable because they took the deal. But the good news again is that Israel will be saved out of it. Israel will be saved out of it. It's all over the Bible. It's all over their 66 books. It's all over it. But they don't acknowledge it. But that's okay, because we're here to acknowledge it. We're here to be the light to the world. Now that light is, hey, we are the children of Israel. We are God's chosen people. We will be back on top again. He will shine again on us. And we will shine for him again. Churches, the politicians, the education, the society is done. That may put fear in your heart, but it shouldn't. It should bring you joy and peace. For a long time, I sat back and I always used to wonder when I was younger, well, why is it that I, even when I was 30 and I started my, after my soccer career, I got into corporate America. I used to work for Enterprise. And I excelled in Enterprise. And I trained a lot of people. If you know the culture and the corporation and the way of Enterprise, you know that you train people, you bring them up. Well, I trained a bunch of people, lots of white guys, okay? Trained a lot of them. Now, I was in Louisiana. I trained them. They came up underneath me, and then they all got manager positions. I was a manager, but I trained them, and they all moved on. But the crazy thing was is that I might have trained seven men, white men. And in that training and them getting promoted to manager, they all went on to make $60,000 plus at the time, $45,000. And I kept asking them. I kept asking them, hey, you know, can I get a little bit more on the gas? Can I make what my peers are making? Can I be on par with them? And what they did was so unscrupulous and so wrong. But the Most High, again, saved me out of it and got me to where I am today, got me on that road to finance. Studies have been history. What they did was they said, okay, William, you want to make more money. What we're going to do is we're going to take you from this branch. Now, mind you, my branch was making money, but they were only giving me a small percentage of that, of those profits. I said, hey, can I make like 4%, maybe 4.5%? And they said, well, what we'll do is we'll change you from this that's making this good money, and we'll give it to this Edomite, this white guy, and we'll put you in a branch in an area of black people, so-called. And right now, their bottom line figure, their bottom line profit is zero. So we'll give you 6% of that, and you can build it up. Everybody else is going on vacation, you know, making money, you know, doing what they're doing, you know, with their families. I'm over here working like a donkey, again, as if I just started, but I'm a veteran of 5 years. And this story is not my own. There's plenty of these stories out there of our people, of Israel, busting their butt, doing the right thing, building people up, only for them to stay at the bottom whilst we were in our curses. We couldn't get to the top. If we did, we had to take the deal. So some of us who didn't take the deal walked away, such as me. I took my leaps of faith all the way through. I left Louisiana, took a leap of faith to get to where I am today. And the Most High woke me up in 2014, 2015. And he said, son, you are my chosen. You are Israel. Know who you are. So when you do your due diligence this time, when you study to show yourself approved this time, know that you are Israel. So now when the words come to you, when the Spirit knocks at your door, open it. Don't be scared. Don't shy away. Open it, for I am here now. That's the good news. That's the good news. All praises to the Most High. He is with us again. We don't need to be scared. We don't have to have fear. We don't have to tremble. The good news is that Israel will have salvation. Salvation is of Israel. They don't want you to know that. These fallen angels, these demonic spirits, cannot have an angel, a spirit over them to take them to the next level because they are demonic spirits. So they would rather you cleave to them and be done and be dead and die over self, if you will, your over self. Is pleading with you to connect and cleave to it. They separated us from ourselves. They separated us from our heritage. They separated us from our spirits. They said, oh, familiar spirits, that's the devil. oh, don't look at the stars because that's the devil. Listen, the devil is a created being. He didn't create no stars, no planets. He didn't create nothing. But what do the Gentiles do? They always give credence to the devil. And if you just take a step back and think about that, that's more devil worship than anything. Oh, you're going to go to hell. Oh, the devil. Well, that's devil worship. What about the Most High? You don't give any credit to the Most High? He creates good and he creates bad. He, the Most High Elohim, he's done all this. Satan ain't done nothing but what Satan was supposed to do, that he was contracted to do by the Most High. But the church has you in fear of this devil, which ultimately puts you as a devil worshiper, because we already know that there's two Christs. We already know that the Antichrist has been here. Ain't no Antichrist coming in the future. It's been here. We already know that the New World Order has been here. Ain't no New World Order coming. Oh, I take that back. There is a New World Order, and it's the Most High's World Order. That's the good news. It is Israel who will be the New World Order. Amen. Amen. There is none of this extra nonsense that the Gentiles have spoken on and pontificated on for eons, centuries. They don't even understand predestination. They don't even understand all the religions of the world was rooted from Israel. Again, I say this all the time. There is no church or no religions without Israel. I mean, this goes all the way back to Babylon, the first civilization after the flood. Israel was there. Daniel. I mean, you know, people want to only talk about Egypt. They want to only talk about Egypt. But what about Babylon? Oh, well, Egypt's first. You don't know your history. You don't understand that every civilization on this planet had Israel next to it. I mean, it just is what it is. And then the Greeks and the Romans, they had Israel next to it as well. And they had the records. At least the nations before Egypt, Assyria, Persia, Medo-Persia, Babylon, at least they allowed Israel to keep their records. The Greeks, the abominable Greeks and the abominable, detestable Romans, they took them. Why? Because they wanted to be Israel. Remember? Revelation 2:9-3:9. But they don't want you to acknowledge that. They don't want you to put these things together. This is a puzzle. This is chess, not checkers. They've been kinging themselves all around the board like a checkerboard. And we're just getting jumped over every step of the way. We're going, what is going on? Because we were in our curses. But the Most High has cleared the board. Good news, he's cleared the board, and now we get to play chess. We get to play chess with the Most High against the nations who play checkers with us. I know that this has and is difficult because we have been indoctrinated to believe so much wretchedness. We have sat back for so long and said to ourselves, we ain't nobody. But Israel, family, brothers and sisters, we are somebody. We are the children of the Most High. That is the good news. Gosh, the good news. Oh, man, it just puts me in another place, another realm. It allows me to step over these people, to go to the side, to use my bishop, the Most High's bishop, which is his angels, to protect me, which is his king. We've never had that before for a long time. We used to. They don't want you to know about that. They don't want you to know about your heritage and your history, because if you knew of your heritage and your history, you would know who you are, which then will allow you to have your heritage, which then would defeat the Gentiles in mind, body, and spirit. That's what's going on today. He is putting fear in their minds and their hearts. He is putting plagues on their bodies. He is putting confusion on their tongue. And Israel gets to have no fear. We get to be at rest as long as we are quiet and not engaging the Gentiles at this time. Remember, we cannot be like them, which means we cannot glory at their calamity, glory at their tribulation. We can feel gracious for the justice, but we cannot be out being happy for their demise. It's a saddening day for them, but it's a joyful day for us. But that joy is all within the bosom of the Most High. That's the good news. The good news is that Israel will be saved again. The good news is not the Gentiles will be raptured away from this, and then the people who the Gentiles have destroyed, and the poor and the meek and the weak and all of the children, they will have to go through hell and back through tribulation. That would make the Most High unjust. That's why what they say today makes no sense. That's why they can talk about their replacement theology. That's why they can talk about, you know, pontificate over Matthew and you know, have long Bible studies over Christ loving them and forgiving them and blahzy, blah, blah. But the whole time, they go back to their work, they go back to their home, they go back to their lives, and they treat people, the Most High's people, wrong. They have hang-ups. They have prejudices against the Most High's people. They don't acknowledge what they've done to the Most High's people. They don't even acknowledge the Most High's people. So then how can they be the Most High's people? How can the church who has killed, stolen, destroyed, raped be the Most High's people? Now, the Most High, because the church and the Christians and the other religions, they'll get boisterous about how the God of Israel would kill a bunch of people, innocent people. But they weren't innocent, and those people were ordained to die, just like his people were. But the Gentiles don't like that. Oh, you know, why is that? God is a loving God. He doesn't kill, like he doesn't ordain to destroy. Yes, he does. Why wouldn't he? He created you. He created all of this. He can do what he wants. That's the problem with the Gentiles. They wonder and discuss and ponder all the things that they have no reason or right to do. If the Most High wants to destroy, if the Most High wants to change the sun, if the Most High wants to change the moon, he can do it. But the Gentiles, they want to do it. Oh, well, you know, we're going to put some phosphate sulfur, whatever, in the atmosphere to try to block the sun from the radiation. And, oh, we're going to go to the moon, but we can't go there anymore. You know, oh, we're going to Mars. Oh, we made it to Mars. Look at our rover. He's on Mars. It's on Mars. Oh, we can see this. We know about the planets. Oh, that's a dead planet. That planet doesn't do this. That planet doesn't do that. How do they know? Israel were the astronomers. Israel were the astronomers. That was given only to Israel. So how do the Gentiles know? the good news, that we get to now know who we are so we can understand, we can overstand all the things that are coming and all the things that are here now on the earth. People don't get it because they don't want to. They don't want to acknowledge this good news of Israel, the good news of Israel. They want to only acknowledge the good news of the church, which does not make sense. Good news. Here is the good news. Hear this good news. Take this good news. Eat this good news. Drink this good news. Love this good news. Jeremiah 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I've spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Good news. And these are the words the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus say the Lord, thus say the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace, coming from Israel. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail? And all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. That's the good news. The good news. That's the good news. But he shall be saved out of it. Who is he? Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves on him. Good news. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord. Neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. That is the good news, Israel. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee. Yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave thee altogether unpunished. That's the good news. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. That's the good news. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man speaketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. News. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is that that engage his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Good news. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury and continued whirlwind. I shall fall with pain upon the, it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. In the latter days ye shall consider it. In the latter days ye shall consider it. That, Israel, is the good news. The good news. Why wouldn't we want this? Why wouldn't we acknowledge this for ourselves? Why would we dismiss this for ourselves? Why would we not want our good news? It's ours. This is a passionate plea, Israel. It's ours to be had. No longer do we need to acknowledge the nations, for they are nothing. They are likened to spittle. We will be saved out of it, Israel. We will. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. To do is do. We have to do. What we have to do is do upon the Most High by his will. We need to be still and quiet and rest in the bosom of the Most High. Yes, there's a lot of individual work to be done. Yes. We have to get this right. Yes, we have to walk this walk and talk this talk. Yes. But we have to consider our good news. It's ours. Why would we not want to have our good news? Why would we only allow it to be pontificated, to be considered by the Gentiles? Who, mind you, wants our covenant. They have set themselves up to have under their blessing. But in the latter days, we will consider it. This is where we are. This is our good news. There's no more times to cry. There's no more times to fear. There's no more times to be sad. This is a joyous time, Israel. A joyous time. It's on alignment. The Most High's ear is back to us. The angels are working on behalf of us now. We know this. Our heritage has come back to us. We know this. Our inner man. An inner woman has been sanctified, but there's still much work to do. Yes, but the good news is we'll be saved out of it. We have come full circle. As the Gentiles say the end of the world, we say the beginning of the world. Full circle. That's the good news. The same feeling that we felt when our omens were coming for our demise is the same feeling that they're feeling today when these omens are here showing their demise. Hunger stones, tribulation, suffering, discomfort, disillusionment, fear, and angst, which is one and the same. Turmoil, segregation, lying, stealing, self-serving, selfishness. This is where they are, but this is where we were. And now that, I mean, imagine when we were going into captivity, into slavery for the last time. Imagine at that time our people saying to themselves, is this it? But Father, what about the covenant? This is it? Is Israel no more? And the Father said, no, but you're going to have to be chastised for a time. That's the good news, that it wasn't forever. That's the good news. We have to recognize who we are so that we know whose we are. If we don't know who we are, we'll never know whose we are. Well, then we are considered a Gentile. This whole fundamental change or paradigm shift is now. And the Gentiles have nothing they can do about it. Nothing. That's the good news, Israel. It's our time to shine. We get to revert back to who we were. We get to, matter of fact, as we revert back to the way we were, we now get to be better. That's the good news. So when someone comes to you and says, yeah, have you heard the good news? You say, yes, I have. Israel, the salvation of Israel is here. That's the good news. So when you go to these churches and they sit around and they sermonize on one or two passages, just know the salvation of Israel is here. The good news. The Most High put this on my heart. I mean, I've been rolling with the Most High tonight. I didn't write nothing down. I didn't really get into it. The Most High said, say this. This is what you have to say. My people, oh, my people, the good news is here. This is what we're trumpeting. So when we say, oh, you know, I'm an Israelite, this is what we're trumpeting, the good news, the true good news. We're not Israel to bully. We're not Israel to be on top. We're not Israel to make you feel bad. No, we're Israel to tell you the good news. Hey, salvation is of Israel, and the salvation of Israel is here. That means that, hey, Gentile, you need to cleave to us. You better come on over here. You better listen to me. I don't need to listen to you. You need to stop listening to you. Because if you don't, you will surely die eternally. Oh, you know, that Israel stuff, they're so crazy. They just want to culture appropriate. No, you want to culture appropriate us. Remember, Revelations 2:9-9. You culture appropriated us. Remember, replacement theology, supersessionism. You culturally appropriated us. Remember Psalms 83. And we see it today. We see it through their music. We see it through their look, their bodies. All I know is that they for so long talked about our lips, talked about our butts color. Now all they want to do is have our lips, have our butts, and have our color. And yet somehow, we have nothing. We are nothing. We are slaves. We got no history, no nothing. Yahawashi has been over in the Americas for a long time. The continent of Mu and Atlantis and the Americas, connected to Egypt, connected to Babylon, from Babylon, by bus. This is what they don't want to tell you, because to know all of that is to know your heritage. To know all of that is to know your divine power, your magic, which is nothing but the understanding of the Earth's and the Most High's energy. But they got you believing that magic is bad. Well, it is. It is because they use it, because it wasn't theirs to use. Because they took the deal, they got some understanding of magic, but they didn't get any overstanding of the divine power, because that was the covenant of Israel. Hence why he said, I will chastise you, but I will save you out of it. For those are the days of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. Jacob is the house of Israel. Oh, but you know, Jacob, you know, he stole the birthright. He didn't steal nothing. The Most High didn't give it to Esau. It wasn't ever Esau's. It was never Esau's. I'm going to say it again. It was never Esau's to have. It was always Jacob's. Rebecca crying out to the Most High, why are these pains in my stomach? These children are killing me, Father. Why? What is going on? Rebecca, you got two nations in you. And let me tell you something. The first will serve the second or the younger. Therefore, the second that comes out is ordained by me. Protect that boy. The Gentiles don't want you to know that. They want you to say, oh, Jacob, you know, he's a trickster. He decided to steal from his brothers the birthright. Well, that's Esau being mad still. But Esau's done. We're in Esau's trouble. We are no longer in Jacob's trouble. That's the good news, man. That's the good news. I mean, that is so beautiful. I never would have thought that I would have gotten this information at this time. I thought that we would just be slaves forever. We'd be at the bottom forever. The good news, when I heard it, I was mesmerized. I was taken aback. I was in awe and still am. The good news. All this that I have today is because of this good news, because of the Most High. 2011, divorce, 2012, I stayed in Louisiana to try to get, to try to make things happen and do the right thing and go and figure out how to stay there, to be there. And then 2013, they laid me off, and I said, well, I got to find somewhere to be. The Most High said, son, this is the time for you to leave. Gave me a car, got me a job, and now I'm VP. All because I believe in him. All because I accept who I am. All because I'm taking responsibility for who I am. All because I forgave my forefathers. All because I love the Most High. All because I treat my brothers as I wish to be treated. As a matter of fact, all people that way. And the Most High has found favor on me, and he has given me a voice, and he has told me to say this, son, and I say it. Questions asked. And everyone around me is going, well, you know, they all doing their thing, but there's a difference. That's not me boasting. I'm giving all praises to the Most High. There's a difference. I stopped worrying a long time ago. I said, you know what? It is what it is. I can't do nothing about it, so I'm out. I'm going to take my leap of faith and be with the Most High, so I'm out. And I started that back in 1988, 1989, 1990. And the Most High gave me this testament because he won. And all through that time, I was at the bottom. I struggled. I suffered. Drinking and drugging. A nomad, a gypsy. Playing ball, not even liking it. The Most High brought me out. And at that time, all I knew of was God. He brought me out. All I knew was Jesus got me out, that I walked with him, the footprints. This is when he was carrying me. That's all I could think of through my prodigal son ways. Went into Zechariah Sitchin, went into the Apocrypha first before I went back into the Bible, went into Islam before I got back into the Bible, went into Buddhist and Hinduism before I got back into the Bible. So that he did that so when I got back into the Bible, he could tell me, hey, you are Israel. Do you see, son? Do you see? And I said, yes, Father, I see. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That's the good news. That is the good news. Every day we fight these principalities that want to lead us astray. Every day we make choices to either stay or go from the Gentile nations. Every day, we're at war. Spiritual warfare is stronger and closer than it has ever been. But the Gentiles won't tell you that because they don't want you to understand how close you are to the end. That's why the Most High woke up his people. He said that at the end, I'm going to do this for my people. I'm going to bring them back. Once he regathers Israel, then the nations aren't no more. We take the high road. We've been taking the high road, taking the high road, taking the high road, taking the high road. Getting beat down, being the butt, being the butt, being the tail, being the tail, being the bottom, being the bottom. And now we're lifted up. We're raised up. We're woken up. And yeah, we're not going to be bothered with the Gentiles because we recognize the good news of Israel. The good news of Israel is that the salvation of Israel is here. All praise to the Most High. The Most High would let me go on if he deemed it fit, and he wants me to read one more thing. And he wants me to read it in the NIV. Some people don't understand why Christ was killed. Was it because he was telling the truth? Or was it because he kicked the money changers out of the church, out of the temple? You decide. Matthew 24, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things, he asked? Tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, end of the Piscean age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Jacob's trouble. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to the death, and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many. Antichrist. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom, or this good news of the kingdom, will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. This good news of the salvation of Israel will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation, the popes, the vicars of Christ, the churches, the imams, the rabbis, when you see the holy, when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. We understand, Yahawashah, brother. We understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetops go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the fields go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. You don't think that that's our captivity in the last 500 years? If those days had not been cut short, no one would have survived. But for the sake of the elect, the elect, the elect, the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there will be vultures. There the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming out of the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Oh, I thought he was coming back to rapture people, so why will people be mourning? And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. That's where we are. The elect are even our forefathers. They're going to gather all of Israel. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven or the Son, but only the Father. But wait, I thought Jesus was God. So why wouldn't Jesus know? But only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. Amen. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Woe then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of his servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time. Oh, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for the servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you. Well, let's back up. Are the churches, are the religions giving you food? Are they expressing and explaining and edifying you? Are they giving you understanding? Are they giving you overstanding? Are you being enriched? We know the answer to that, and the answer is no. It's not. They got everybody using their own narrative or their own interpretation of the words of a people who they say is no more. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at that hour he is not aware of him. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That sounds like now. Creflo Dollar. Tithing ain't really in the Bible. You know, you ain't really got to do that. No, it's all about money. And then just like the dude that was online doing a sermon, a whack sermon, a pastor who was mad yelling at his congregation because they wouldn't tithe enough to buy him a watch. Just like the pastor who was on YouTube doing a sermon with a supposed $1 million worth of jewelry. This is where we are. That's why he had to raise up his people, to bring the light back to the world. That is the good news. This is the good news as spoken of by Christ, Yahawashah, the Messiah, whom all nations of the world foretold to come through Israel, mind you, through Judah, all of them, Babylon, Persia, Medo-Persia, Assyria, Egypt, Greece, and Rome, all of them, Greece and Rome, no. They just stole the information. But all the ancient civilizations prophesied about a Messiah coming through Israel. That's why you have all of the archaeology, all the paintings talking about a mother and a son or a father and a son, the sun god, because they were all talking about the same thing. That's why Thoth. It's all the same. Christ is the one that came through Judah, Israel. But for somehow or some reason, the Gentiles don't want to acknowledge Judah and Israel. But we now know the good news. We all now see it. All praises to the Most High. I know that this lesson was long, but I just wanted to bring that to the attention because the good news is not the gospel of Christianity. The good news is the gospel of Israel. And that's why we are here tonight. That's why we are here today. That's why we are now here in this time dispensation, this Aquarian age. So Jew and Gentile alike, wake up, cleave to Israel. Know that your salvation is near if you do. For if you don't, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All praises to the Most High. Hallelujah. We give all praise and thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For Israel, the salvation is here. Shalom.